Greetings, apropos scene, and buckle up to the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your host,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
The very evil laughing Jenna. A little evil chuckle. Anyway. Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Salsa. Hello. How are you?
What are we drinking?
I don't know, but I'm drinking it.
It's Monty Python's original Arizona premium spiked beverage, hard cowboy cocktail, pink lemonade.
Not to be confused with what we had last week, which was all of that plus
Arizona
strawberry lemonade.
Premium spiked beverage, hard strawberry lemonade.
What is a cowboy cocktail?
Go find a cowboy and ask.
If you had said cowboy cocktail, I would have thought whiskey,
right,
sarsaparilla, and beer. Like, that would have been...
All in the same glass?
Yes, that would have been a cowboy cocktail.
Okay, can I drink
this? Coffee. Maybe whiskey and coffee. Strawberry lemonade or pink lemonade. Pink lemonade in a cowboy cocktail? No.
Well, it smells like it would remove your nail polish.
Salsa's wearing nail polish?
Hmm.
Like, I'm not against it. I just didn't think
I was, but then I smelled this.
This legitimately tastes different than last week's.
I don't remember what last week's tastes like.
Last week's tasted like strawberry pulp.
Yeah. No, it does taste different.
Mm. Yeah. This one tastes like lemonade and pink.
It does, in fact.
Not that I've ever had the pleasure of meeting her in person.
Oh, my.
Just for the record, dear listeners.
You're against it?
Do not buy these.
No. No, these aren't...
We drink these so you don't have to.
They're not awful, but they're not... Good.
Like, in a pinch, if it's this or, like, Malort, definitely go with this. Or Kinky Blue, like, go with this. But if it's this versus most things, go with the most things.
Fair.
Some people already drink most things.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
What you been up to there, James?
Oh, shit. That was a swerve.
That was.
You hit a pedestrian. Just like that. I went to Duluth for the weekend. Took all of last week off.
Cool.
Anniversary week, first anniversary being married. We rented a room, Superior Shores Resort. Nice place.
Yep. Been there.
You know what? I'm not even going to do the usual joke. Jenna recommended it to us. And
I did.
Yeah. Talked about it on the podcast, and we decided to find out. And holy fuck, is that place nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The view. The view? Yeah. Fucking a sunrise at that resort is just glorious.
Mm-hmm.
The one, the Facebook banner that I use, that's like a rainbow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took that off of the balcony.
Very nice.
That place, yeah.
And they had the cozy little fire outside, and they had the hot chocolate bar with the handmade marshmallows and all of that, and it was fucking awesome. We went in and they were like, oh, are you just enjoying a weekend in Duluth? And we're like, oh, we're kind of up here for our honeymoon a little bit. You know, it's our anniversary and this has been our first chance to get away. We'll take a train trip later, but this is kind of our honeymoon. And then we got a knock on the door of our room probably an hour after we got settled in. And
it was me. I had followed you up.
It was very creepy.
And then they were murdered.
Yes. Well, here's the thing. We listened to Random Number Generator Horror Podcast the entire way up. And the episode,
and then you're in a cabin in the woods and you hear a knock.
We were, and it was very startling. And so we looked out at the peephole, and it was one of the folks from the front desk. And we were like,
you said peephole.
Hello? Like, yeah, we brought you something, room service. And, oh, well, no people have been murdered with, you know, like... The land shark, Candy Graham. So I opened up the door, and they had brought us a chilled bottle of champagne and two glasses with a note congratulating us and, you know, saying, have a great honeymoon. And that was incredibly sweet.
Mm-hmm.
We felt bad because we were ducking out to go grab food, but we decided to come back right away. After grabbing the food.
But, yeah. I'm sure nobody cares if you pop that now or later.
Right.
Like,
but we came back, split the champagne.
Only you would feel bad about that.
Well, yeah, I know.
Well, we're not going to drink at this instant, so clearly we're terrible people.
You know.
Jesus.
But, yeah, we came back, and we also found out that they had quietly upgraded us. From one of the... We picked a nice room, but they had upgraded us to a suite.
Nice.
And
that sounds pretty... Oh, the suite, sir.
Awesome.
It God was. It. You might even say it was...
Cool.
Great.
And fantastic.
Neato.
A really nice gesture.
Keen, if you will.
Delightful.
Oh my god. I need to leave.
Sorry.
This is what? It. This, I is, don't... this is where.
What is Jenna getting so upset about?
I swear I don't know. Fucking god. God damn.
Anyway, it was a sweet deal, and we ended up with a similar room that had the balcony and the, like, the divided room. We were a little weirded out. I sat on the couch, and I looked at the fireplace and I was like, well, I definitely wouldn't want to share this room with anybody because that fireplace is between the bedroom and the living room and it's a pane of glass on either side.
Oh, it's one of those. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's, it's not my particular interest, but hey, if that's what you're looking for, now you know where to find it. So, just cranked up the fireplace in there for a little while, and we had a nice relaxing bath. They had bath salts and everything like that. It was fantastic. And king-size bed, which is a luxury, and it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, I was watching you through the fireplace.
Thank you. That's good to know somebody was. How did you like the...
It was a steamy, hot scene.
It was, like, I felt athletic, honestly. So, I had a really, like, cozy, sweet, romantic evening and a whole bottle of champagne between the two of us. And then knocked out around, like, midnight, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, we went out, explored... a couple of places in Duluth that I had not been, and a couple of places that I had been, and it was fucking fantastic. We had a burger from Fitgers that I will wholeheartedly recommend to anyone who can eat all of the component pieces. It was a fig jam.
Mm-hmm.
Something. They called it a fog burger.
Yep.
But it's a cheeseburger, and Jesus Christ. Fucking Christ, it might be the best burger I've ever
Fitgers
had.
Fitgers is a destination for a reason.
They know what they're about, yeah.
And the bookstore was very sweet to us and very kind to... because they have a staircase between the two levels, but no ramp. And...
Did they have a door between the levels?
They had a doorway.
I got it.
I also got it. Yeah, so they ended up, the ramp, it's a golden ramp. They ended up shifting a couple of tables and chairs and bookcases and stuff so that the upper door was accessible from outside. So that we could go out and around and explore the upper floor. And we ended up, it was lovely. We bought a shitload of books.
Yeah.
Which should surprise no one.
Nope.
Just had a super nice afternoon. Went to the aquarium, petted some moon jellyfish, which are super cute.
Mm.
And it was the otter's birthday. So that was
great. Happy birthday, aquarium otter.
Otters, plural. Ooh. They were both 11 years old.
Oh.
Yeah, it was very cool. Yeah. So I got to watch otters play and be adorable, which is fucking cool. Yeah.
Would you say they were frolicking?
I would.
Excellent.
Mm. Yeah. They have an electric eel tank where
did you get to pet those?
That's fantastic. Here's the thing. I would.
Sure.
You know I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead, they have little Christmas lights dangling around the outside of the tank that show you when it is generating actual electric current.
Okay, that's fun.
Did you know that in ancient Rome, the cure for a prolapsed anus was sticking an electric eel up your butt?
I did not.
That's a true story. I bet
that would do it, yeah.
Well, that would definitely cure you of something.
Mm.
Yeah. It would probably do a lot of bad things for the eel, though.
You want to know the best part? Modern science has shown it probably worked. Because the electric current would tighten the muscles.
Yeah, well, that makes a weird amount of sense. I hate it, but it makes a weird amount of sense.
God.
Yeah.
Poor eel.
That's
though.
My electric eel fact of the day.
My electric eel fact
the last you will hear of this segment.
They are
Thus
electric, but they are not.
My series eels. Of facts of the day.
Electric eels are not truly eels. They are knife fish.
Yep, they're fish.
Yeah, wild. Yeah, super good though. Great aquarium. Go see it.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can see it from the highway. It was a pass.
And then as we drove back and checked back into the room, let ourselves back into the room, 15 minutes later, we're getting ready to take another soak in the tub, and there's another knock at the door.
And this time it was me.
And we're like, fuck, this is a habit. We are definitely getting murdered.
That time you were murdered.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Spoiler, I'm dead.
How am I getting back home? How did I get here? Oh, God.
How did any of us get here?
Oh. Yeah.
And Jenna went to leave a tiny car at the home, and they said, he's been dead for 15 years this very morning.
No, it was a week ago,
yeah,
you
it
said.
It was a week ago today. Okay. Yeah. but 15 years ago. Oh. So, yes. Anyway, they brought us an enormous chocolate cake.
Yes.
Right. Just like a big fuck off.
And then an hour later,
crafted.
There was roses. And then an hour later,
we were starting to wonder, is this
just going to get metered out through
right,
the weekend?
Exactly. Yeah. But no, it was exquisite. Every the restaurant that they have there is
it's so good,
incredible. This is not like vending machine chocolate cake. This is not gas station chocolate cake. This is this is.
Where are you getting your
clearly a vending machine or a gas station?
Is this the same gas station that Jenna gets her barbecue from?
I doubt it.
No, mine's in Kansas City.
Yeah, but this
which is the only appropriate place to get barbecue?
Yeah,
literally seemed like every constituent part of this had been handmade in the kitchen, like tempered chocolate in the kitchen, handmade caramel in the kitchen, whipped cream and berries and all
disturbed
of that.
Disturbed by your vending machine cakes.
You know, get it where you can.
Vending machine cakes is the name of my cover band.
Oh, that is beautiful.
I don't know which band, though.
Cake?
No. Oh.
Good. All right.
That's two on the nose.
In order to thank them, we had brought along painting supplies because we had intended to paint some of the scenery. So we just painted what was immediately off the balcony. Just the beautiful like lake shore and the trees and waves and it was fucking gorgeous. And we just made little cards and wrote thank you notes on the back and then brought them down to the desk. Went to brunch at the restaurant Sunday morning and Jesus fucking Christ. Wow. Go for the restaurant alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, get a room to go to the restaurant. I think you can just go to the restaurant, but if you have to have, it's worth the price of the room alone. Yeah. Yeah. The room was great, but like, wow. We had little, are they blini? Tiny pancakes with...
Blinis, yes. Kind of a Russian...
Right. The cream cheese, or like a... a spreadable cheese with pear slice and herbs for one half of them, and then the others had salmon with some caviar, and it was just gorgeous. The entire, it was so delicious. And then the view there is also mind-blowing. And then we spent the day in Duluth going to the train museum and a bunch of other stuff. Went to Duluth Trading Company to use the gift cards that we had gotten for Christmas, which was fantastic. We had a blast. And then got food from OMC Smokehouse. And... again, just like ridiculously delicious meats that just fall apart. We got barbecue sauces. They gave us a selection of barbecue sauces. We did try them. They are good, but nothing required sauce.
Sure.
Nothing required any additional sauces. They were all, like, my mouth is watering. I'm trying to pronounce words and I'm like drowning in my own saliva just thinking about it. It's fucking awesome. We ate that while we drank beers from Bent Paddle. And just had a great fucking time.
Then you went back to the room and there was a knock on the door and there was a string
this time
quartet.
It was the killer. The string quartet. It was really unexpected and really very kind of them. It was very sweet.
I will say that the first knock on the door, here's the champagne, very nice and sweet. The second knock on the door with another thing, that's what really takes it over the top.
it really takes the cake. Jesus Christ, nice. Salsa, how did you not? How the fuck did you miss that?
You're the one who didn't put it together that was a cake cover band, Jenna.
Two on the nose.
Good. All right.
Two on the nose, just like dog biscuits on my puppy.
So.
God damn it.
Yeah, it was a great experience, and then we drove for another fucking 3 hours to get home, which was weirdly
the drive isn't nice. Awful.
Yeah,
no, like it's like the first half, it's mostly just pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second half, you're like, okay, we're getting back home.
Yeah.
It's still kind of pretty, but you can start to feel the Twin Cities creeping up on you. And then by the time you get into the 694 loop proper, you're like, oh, God, okay. Almost there.
Honestly, I think this was the right weekend for it, too, because the traffic was pretty gentle.
Well, the weather was really good, too.
The weather was
was good, but it was still early enough that not everybody was up north.
Yeah.
Ooh. I should mention that while Jax did paint one scenery painting, they also painted one little card of the chocolate cake itself. And so that was what they wrote their thank you note on, and we handed those in. But yeah, no, just a soft, romantic, very sweet, super fun weekend. Yeah.
Definitely. What was the place called again?
The resort was the Superior Shores Resort.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, folks? You should go there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've been there a few times.
Can't recommend.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, definitely, as have I.
Yeah, and, just don't listen to murder podcasts on the way.
Or do. We won't tell you what to do.
Yes.
James ended up not being murdered. Twist.
Twice.
Who'd have thought? And he's just, look at his face. He's so murderable.
That's very true.
I don't.
What did you do, Jenna?
I think last time we were on the podcast, I talked about how I was having boiler issues.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that affected my ability to do a project.
Yeah.
As completely as I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So this last weekend, there were some boiler issues.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And that prevented me from getting to the point that I wanted to get to in my project the weekend before.
So many excuses.
It was...
Next also is going to say what you really need is a project manager.
I wasn't going to say that.
I'm glad to build that bus over you.
Values is like... Yeah.
I really don't, but...
I'll join the club.
So, yeah, like, basically... Last weekend was a repeat of the previous weekend. I got more done. Still not where I want to be with it, but I think, and I talked to the landlord about it. There's a valve that keeps acting up.
Yeah.
And so he was ordered the part to replace the valve, which will buy us some time. He's also looking at getting a secondary boiler. Because I think I mentioned it's a 2-for-1, the one that's in there.
Right.
And so one boiler that can be dedicated to the hot water and one boiler that can be dedicated to the radiator.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't have to keep trying to do both and having a nervous breakdown.
Kind of an identity crisis.
Yeah.
But, like, it was 80 degrees on Saturday. And I'm...
Fuck.
Generally good with it warm.
Mm-hmm.
But my house got to 88.
No, thanks. And that's when you travel through time.
Yeah, like, and I had turned off the heat that morning as soon as I realized what was going on.
Mm.
Yep. That was a bit much.
Yeah.
So, but on Thursday I went to see Reverend Matt Monster Science.
Hell yes.
It was the Lizard People of Coon Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
And it was much more of a linear-esque story that had presentations kind of thing.
Huh.
There were some of the Kesson-style presentations that happened with story kind of linearly happening around it.
Gotcha.
Linearly.
That. So anyway.
So anyway, Jenna.
I don't know why you're looking at me like I'm going to save you. I was an active participant in this.
Isn't it weird how words, if you repeat them enough, just stop making sense?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have the opposite problem where if I say something and then a white dude says it, then it makes sense to everybody else.
Oh, fuck.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I saw that show and it was great because I'd been working on, like, work is hell right now.
Hmm.
And all of last week and will continue to be all of this week. And I needed a brain break.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a show being produced by a friend of mine involving several friends of mine 2 blocks away. And I went there to see my friends do show things.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran into a bunch of other friends.
Oh.
at the show. Mm-hmm. And so it was just, and I'm an extrovert, so I actively recharge with people.
Yeah.
And it was just so good. Like, it was absolutely what I needed that particular night. So, and yeah, the show itself was well done. You missed it. I don't know if they're going to remount it at any point, but no, it was a good, fun show. And my friend CJ crocheted me a red panda. So I also got a little tiny crocheted red panda.
It's pretty cute.
CJ of Duck and CJ are known for naming their animals names that are other animals. Mm. They have a dog named Moose, a cat named Chicken, things like that.
A human named Duck.
A human named Duck.
Yeah.
A CJ who is just the stronghold in that household.
The anchor by which everything else hangs.
Right. Mm. But I was like, have you named this? And CJ was like, no. Don't overthink it. Don't
wall anchors do. That's how wall anchors work, Salsa. That's okay. You're doing fine. All right.
Wall anchor. God damn it. We are all tired and doofy as fuck. Anyway, CJ gave this little red panda to me, and I was like, have you named it? And she was like, no. And I'm like, well, what would you name it? And she's like, I mean, you know how I name things. Mm-hmm. But probably Foxy. And I'm like, Foxy it is.
Great name.
Foxy the red panda. Mm-hmm. I'm in.
Delightful.
Which, if you don't know, some people may not, although I may have talked about it before, the Firefox is another term for a red panda, which is what the browser was named after.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Foxy is still very apropos,
mm-hmm.
For a red panda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mozzarella Foxfire.
I hate you so much.
Foxy.
So yeah. Anyway, yeah, and I did make more headway on my project.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to have at least the three done by the end of this weekend, mm-hmm. barring any other fucked up boiler shenanigans. And I think that will be very helpful. If I can get five, I want five. I want five before the thing so bad. Am I being vague? Yes. Will I tell you about it later once it's completed? Also, yes. Stay tuned. Salsa, what have you been up to?
Salsa.
I went to the theater.
Ooh, The theater.
Right now at the Guthrie, they are showing The Henriad. That is Shakespeare's histories about
the
king.
Henry the Third, Henry the Fourth,
Richard the Second, Henry the Fourth, and Henry the Fifth.
Yep. Wow, why is Henry the Third? I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway. Henry the Third. Yeah. Anyway, no. But it's
look.
It's,
we've got five more of you to get through.
But what the Guthrie is doing the entire Henriad. So. They are doing individual plays here and there, but then for some days they are doing all of them.
Just
in a single day. Like
just a shotgun.
Basically start at noon and go to, what is it, 10 at night or whatever it is that it goes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a long slog, but so it's the same group of actors that do all three plays.
Holy fuck.
And I mean, it does make sense because, you know, the person who plays Henry Bolingbroke in Richard II becomes Henry IV, and then it's just the same actor.
Sure.
And then, you know, the person who plays Henry the Fifth in Henry IV just moves on and becomes Henry V in Henry V.
Oh.
You know, like, that makes sense. But then other people who, like, die off and after the first one become different characters in the second or third.
This is a very Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
But it's those three, four actually, if you want to get technical about it.
I do.
Henry the Fourth is there's a Henry the Fourth Part One and Henry the Fourth Part Two. They this just do the two
upper
they,
half and his yeah, lower half.
They stitch the two together.
I thought it was left and right.
So we did not see the entire Henriad. We saw on last week Wednesday we saw Henry the Fourth, and then we are going to go back next Wednesday in just a couple days here to see Richard the Second.
Gotcha.
My mother-in-law is going to go see the whole marathon.
Okay. Sawing the Henriette is how you get the first and second halves. Yeah.
So it's like one of the plays is you know, fucking 2 hours long, and then they take like an hour break for lunch, and then they do the next one, which is like 3 hours long, and then there's like another hour and a half while they strike the set and change everything, and
I just
and
imagine
actors get some food in them, and then they go off and do the next one. And
there's the Calvin and Hobbes comic where Calvin decides that the fastest way to get ready for the school bus is to line all of his clothes up on the stairs with his backpack at the bottom, and I just imagine that the costuming and lunch and everything for these actors is essentially that, but with a slingshot.
Yeah. Whoever
you're just
whoever is the stage manager for that production,
Jesus Christ,
isn't getting paid enough. Like, no matter what they're getting paid, it's not enough.
Because they're still employed. If they were getting paid enough to do that, they would retire.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, it's quite a feat, and this isn't the first time the Guthrie has done this.
Yeah.
It's all
on the same stage, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, like, they strike the sets and change the scenery and everything like that.
Can you imagine getting off stage after, like, taking your bows and everything, and they're like, all right, 1 hour. Thank you, 1 hour.
Yeah, no, and they have a stage crew that fucking cleans stuff off and changes the whole sets.
God damn.
Yeah, it's a production. It's big. It's a lot. You know, but my wife got the tickets and put it in our, we have a Google Calendar that we put things in that way everybody can see what's going on. So she put that in our Google Calendar and hadn't gotten a chance to tell me yet, but I checked the calendar and was like, oh, there's this thing going on Wednesday night. What's that? Hangry the Fourth. What?
Oh, God. Yeah. Thank you, autocorrect.
Is this... I can't tell if this is a typo or we're going to go see a parody.
Damn. Fun fact. Because
I would go see... I would go see Hangry the Fourth.
Absolutely, yes.
Because if that's his motivation, it changes things a lot.
It does, yeah.
Whole thing could have been stopped with a Snickers.
With a fucking Snickers, yep.
You're not, sire, thou art not thyself. Thou art hungry. God damn.
Yeah. Fringe show?
Yeah.
Fringe show.
Fringe show.
I'm already directing one this year, but maybe next year.
We couldn't put it in this year anyway. So next year.
Are you sure you're not on the wait list just by accident?
I think tradition just default there, like, in perpetuum.
Yeah.
Like,
I just thought maybe from one of your previous years, you might finally be getting up toward the top. Fuck.
No, they just have a permanent. You know how like you put a place setting for St. Peter or whatever it is.
Yeah.
They just always have a waitlist spot for Jenna.
Yeah. correct.
Saintly.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Thank you.
But anyway, so we haven't seen Richard II yet because obviously it's in the future. But Henry the Fourth was the one I saw.
This is a very different. Very different play than the one that I remember. It's in the future.
But like I said, they put the two halves together into one, you know, show. And it does end oddly, because obviously they're going to, when they have all of them together, it's just going to be one big production from, you know, end to end. And so, like, the ending of this one is clearly, like, setting up the action for the next one, but because we didn't see the next one, we just ended there. It was just like, oh, that's unusual.
Right.
It's like, oh, by the way, we've got some problems with France.
scene.
Buckaroo Banzai okay. will return yeah. in...
Right.
Buckaroo Banzai versus the yeah. World League of Evil or something.
But, very well, we enjoyed it a lot, very much so. The person who played Henry Bolingbroke, Henry the Fourth, was fantastic.
Mm.
Absolutely fantastic. I am actually not as familiar with Shakespeare's histories. Mm. I know his comedies very well, and I know his dramas okay, mm-hmm. But his histories is something I've never really encountered.
Okay.
I know that a lot about the real history.
Sure.
Mm. But, you know, the Shakespeare histories, I've never dealt with. And I didn't realize how little Henry the Fourth is in Henry the Fourth.
Sure.
Huh. It's in about one quarter of it, actually.
Yeah, kind of.
Fuck. I'm so mad at you right now.
That's really good. But also,
don't encourage that.
Yeah,
it's most of it's about Henry the Fifth.
Mm.
You know, before he becomes Henry the Fifth, it's just mm-hmm. he's just what is it? Henry Mowbray? Not Henry Mowbray. Henry.
Higgins.
No.
No. Different.
Jesus.
That was a different king.
The Prince of Wales. yep, there it is. Starts with an M, but I'm...
Mm. Mondegreen, that's what it was. All right.
Wow.
Holy fuck.
Anyway.
Henry motherfucking...
Fifth.
Yeah.
No, it is. Most of it's about Henry and Falstaff, obviously, running around doing what Falstaff does. If you know who Falstaff is, you fucking know who Falstaff yes. is.
What have you been doing with your life?
Raiderly, my wife.
He was Raiderly your wife. Oh.
I loved him.
I think this says volumes.
It really does. In all honesty, though, it did make sense. We talked about it at length afterwards, and it did make sense because he is a man-child who never grew up, and he's Ooh. Peter Pan, and he always wants mm-hmm. to be a little boy and have fun. Mm-hmm. And that amused the fuck out of me. I was laughing at him. I thought he was funny, and Raiderly found him insufferable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he is both of those things.
I get paid a good amount of money to deal with little man children yeah. that refuse to grow up. I am not going to pay money to then also have to deal with a man child
yeah. that won't grow up. No, like at the first half of the play, you know, that they discover that this group is going to be moving through the woods with a bunch of money, and they're like, well, let's go rob them. Hmm. You know? And so this Falstaff, this knight, and the Prince of fucking Wales, the son of the king, are like, shit, yeah, let's go rob some people. And then Henry decides that what they're going to do is let Falstaff rob the people, and then they're going to rob Falstaff. And they do. Mm-hmm. And they disguise themselves and rob Falstaff. And then Falstaff comes back and make the big story about, oh, I fought off 15 men, you know. And while 18 of them were attacking me, all 21 of them were, you know, getting the best of me. But I bested all 23 of them as the 25 came at me. That sort of, you know, the story sure. got bigger every time. And, you know, everybody else was a coward, but he was great and mighty. And he fought off 30 people and you know, all 200 of them. And, you know, it's... And then they finally reveal that it was them. And he was like, I knew it was you all along. That's why I made up the story to just tell, you know, the joke, wink, 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 you know, just kind of that like the fucking, you know, the fucking kids.
Yeah.
Right.
Like he just never grew up and he just wants to drink and have fun and do whatever the fuck he wants without consequences.
Yeah.
You know, and they're in the middle of a fucking battle. Against, you know,
I feel like these are goals that any yeah, of us can understand.
But like the you know the battle against Hotspur at Shrewsbury, you know, Falstaff is there and he basically plays dead at one point because mm-hmm. he's actually a bit of a coward. And and you know Henry kills Percy Hotspur
and leaves, and then, like, Falstaff stands up, and he's just like, ha-ha, there's a dead dude! Poke him with my sword. I killed him! I'm the great knight, you know? And he fully takes credit for killing fucking Percy Hotspur. You know, just that kind of personality, mm-hmm. you know? Like I said, he was a clown, mm-hmm. so I thought he was funny. Mm-hmm. I also agree with Raiderly that he was also a fucking insufferable man-child who never grew the fuck up.
He's got a lot of range, yeah. is what you're saying.
But the actor who played him, yeah. fantastically, mm-hmm. absolutely fantastically played him, so... Mm-hmm. It was thoroughly enjoyable. The dude who played Henry, at one point they're like in the battle and he's wearing like a vest and he holds up his arm and you just like the angle he was at, it was just like his tricep muscle and then those muscles down the side of his back. Raiderly and I both looked at each other and were like, Jesus fuck, this dude must work out a lot.
Can I lick it?
Like a holy, dude is sculpted from marble. Let me tell you. So yeah, but yeah, just some of the comedy and some of the mannerisms and stuff like that. It was really well done, and it was also kind of gender blended and colorblind. Yeah. You had a lot of characters that were playing, you know, knights that were you know.
Femme presenting,
yeah. and you know, you had Asian and African American, and you know, the whole gamut. White people, obviously, were also there too, I guess.
white people.
All of history in a paragraph,
pretty much.
White people were there too, I guess. Yeah,
but yeah, so it they didn't try to, you know, they found good actors and then put them in those roles.
Great. So casting that, to talent instead of appearance.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Exactly. So yeah, it was thoroughly enjoyable. I enjoyed it immensely. I hope to enjoy Richard as well, even if Richard was a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. I've read that Shakespeare tries to make him very, you know, like
palatable.
He has a story arc, and he's a redeemer, you know, redeemed at the end, and it's mm-hmm. just like, no, he really wasn't. He mm-hmm. was a fucking prick. Because again, I know the actual histories.
Mr. History Reader.
I know, right? Yeah, no, I fucking.
No, it's just the YouTube videos you've gotten on in the background. If it's anything like anything I know.
Sure. No,
anytime somebody's like, blah, 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 about blue whales, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this science fact about blue whales. And then they're like, yeah, wow. And I'm like, I don't actually know anything. I just...
always have YouTube on.
Osmos, YouTube, basically.
So we'll find out how much I hate or like Richard in Richard II on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. But anyway, definitely go to check out the Guthrie.
The Henriad.
The Henriad. Like I said, I have no idea what tickets are like at this point, whether you can get tickets to the whole thing.
I mean, they
or
might
individuals
be on paper. They could be online.
They might be giants.
I mean, that's what tickets are generally like.
So anyway.
Stunning.
Yep.
All right.
This is what happens when Jenna tries to James.
I don't try. I succeed. I James better than James. James is James.
It's true. Mm-hmm. But
exactly,
yeah, that's
accurate.
What I did.
Excellent.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Yes, I think we'd better have.
Before I say anything else, yeah. Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
Woo!
And it's time for a...
Oh, no. I didn't realize we were going that quick.
Okay. That's okay. I'll edit out the pause.
No, you won't.
Fast five.
You never edit anything. Fast five. You never edit anything I ask you.
No,
to
I
edit.
Totally will. I swear.
Uh-huh.
Gonna do that. Don't. Scout's honor.
He's actually just gonna delete the part where he says that he's gonna edit it. He's gonna leave the other part in.
Mm-hmm. How dare you abuse the scout's name like that?
It's stolen honor.
That sounds appropriate. Mm-hmm.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from...
God damn it!
Stefan Senpai!
Ostensibly. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Ostensibly. I can't trust anything anymore. No, what have you done to
really,
us, Gray?
Really, really fucked up my whole...
It's a bit of a gray area.
Everything is so...
shit. Mm-hmm. Is that what I've been like all night? God damn it.
A gray area.
No, James just James.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I didn't James. James.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from allegedly Stefan.
Allegedly?
Do I drum roll for an allegedly?
I think from now on we can't drum kind of, roll if we... It's all,
do you have
everyone
like a mystery
is going to be allegedly
sound of
from
some
now
kind?
On.
Right.
Huh?
Do you have some kind of like mystery sound or something?
Mystery? What is a mystery sound?
Well, like a dramatic sting or... dun, 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 dun.
I wouldn't call that a mystery. That's dramatic, not mystery. Ooh, there we go.
All right.
That's the
ostensibly
best I got.
Stefan. opening thoughts, allegedly.
God damn it.
Okay.
Did I lose my streak? I recall Mana Shinsbane sending in something like nearly 9 weeks worth of Fast Fives about 7 years ago.
It's true.
Mm.
I mean, technically you didn't, because last week was also from Stefan.
Ostensibly.
In audible quotes.
I don't know. I do. Huh. Okay. Question number one. I feel like I'm getting flashbacks.
Oh.
Pantera.
Okay.
Or Megadeth.
Pantera or Megadeth.
Pantera.
Megadeth. Symphony of Destruction is just superb.
Yeah, but Cowboys from Hell.
I still gotta go with Megadeth. Especially for their album covers.
Yeah.
I mean, Pantera t-shirts were really good. But...
The Pantera t-shirts... The Pantera t-shirts really feel like they encapsulate that era.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe this question is about the t-shirts, in which case, definitely Pantera.
But I am going to also go with Megadeth, just because I think so much of what they did set the tone for all of the other bands.
Like Gwar, really?
Like they definitely,
Gwar is definitely...
Without Megadeth, influenced. There wouldn't have been... a lot of other bands.
That, yeah, I would say. I would agree
and
with
I'm
that.
I'm not saying that Pantera didn't also influence other big groups, but they did not have that cultural, like...
Sure.
...shift that Megadeth had.
All right.
So that.
Yeah.
All right. Question number two.
Ooh.
Left or right?
Left.
Left-handed.
I'm so mad. One of the reasons why I have difficulties beating James sometimes is just purely because he's left-handed and pisses me off all the time. With swords, not like...
I knew what you meant, but I'm glad you clarified.
No, sometimes James wins. It's really awkward when I'm trying to beat him, and then he wins. I don't like
Agreed.
It.
Agreed. Look, neither of us is used to this.
It's weird all around, yes. But I don't know. I think you did a thing like practice or something. I don't know.
Why would you do that?
So that he could beat me.
Honestly, I've just been...
In swords.
I've just been leaning into being taller and more left-handed than most people.
One time I came in fifth and everybody else was at least a foot taller than me and two of them were left-handed. And I was like, son of a bitch.
Yep. Yeah. That was the year when I was fighting against two people who were significantly taller than me and one of them was left-handed.
Yeah.
I was like, yep, well, that's
you
just
lost
fine.
To that taller and left-handed person, didn't you?
Yes, yeah. Who had also, you know, been working at the booth for several decades.
I was about to say, didn't that person take the tourney that year, though?
Yes,
like, you can't be embarrassed.
I'm not.
I also lost to that person, let's be real. Like,
yeah.
That's how we both did not make it to the end of the turn.
Yeah.
I'm also going to go left.
Okay.
I'm going to go right.
Cool.
All right.
Jenna would rather be right.
I would rather be right than left with the two of you.
I'm winning okay by with attrition. Being left.
Yeah.
Eh.
All right. Question number three. Free... Or discount.
Murder discount housing.
I mean, free.
Murder discount housing.
Free means no monies.
Yeah, but a lot of free crap monies. Just ends up cluttering things. Whereas, like,
yeah, but then you can get rid of it because it's free.
But I don't want to get rid of it. If it's free and somebody, like, just dumps it on me, now I have to pick up after their shit. Whereas if it's like,
if I go thrifting
and I find things at a severe discount, but they're things that I want, I would rather do that than get random free shit that I might not want.
I have zero problem discarding or moving along things that I got for free. But if I paid for it, I feel obligated to keep it.
Salsa doesn't have sentimental... attachments to many things?
Problems
if I have a sentimental attachment, I'm going to keep it, but that's not what we're talking about here.
No, it isn't.
I don't have problems getting rid of things, I don't want somebody to give me things that I then have to get rid of if I never wanted it in the first place. But, it feels like littering.
But it was...
now I'm just picking up their trash that they left in my place.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I mean, that's Christmas. My sister, every goddamn year, my sister says, do not get me presents. I don't need shit that I don't want. They're fairly minimalistic in their lifestyle. They don't like a lot of clutter. They're like, her husband works for Google. They're not poor. They can the things they want, they can buy. And the things they don't want, they don't want.
Yeah.
And they're every year, like, don't get me stuff for Christmas. And then every year she gets shit from people that she doesn't want.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck it.
Especially with, like, my parents and a couple of my friends and things like that. Unless I know that there is a specific need. I'm kind of in a stage in my life where I feel like they will already have the things that they want. And so what they will appreciate is an experience of some kind. So, like, get them a consumable, like a food or a...
I am all about experiences something. Over things.
Yeah. So I'm taking my mom to a series of
free,
art museums for her Christmas gift. We're having, like, a parent and child museum day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Joe and I don't buy each other... Christmas presents, birthday presents, any real... I think the closest thing we have to a holiday gift-giving thing is an experience that Joe provides, where he gets some real fancy food or meat, Wagyu, steak. And he prepares it, and then we eat it. There's no flowers, there's no chocolates. It's straight up just an experience thing we can do together.
Yep.
But yeah, we don't get presents for each other because we don't need things. I do, like, I got him I get him nerdy t-shirts. Because otherwise he would wear the same t-shirts from 20 years ago, and one of his t-shirts is from 20 years ago. But, like, so no, I get him, like, nerdy t-shirts. And he occasionally gets me set, like, I'll be like, oh, I want one. And then he'll get me one.
But not because the calendar says so.
And because he knows that I will enjoy a plush Moopsie so much. Do you know about Moopsie?
Yes.
Yes. Moopsie.
The moment that I saw that thing, I was like,
Yeah.
I have trust issues. Yeah. been listening to a lot of murder podcasts.
There's that. But yeah, I was like, oh, I want a Moopsie. And then, like, 2 days later, Joe's like, I got you a Moopsie. So, like, just stuff like that. But it's not anything huge. It's not stuff just for stuff's sake.
Well,
you know?
Like, my sister has a kind of a long-standing tradition of getting me a video game that she's pretty sure that I'm going to enjoy. And so, like, there's a lot of that. I have asked for records. I've asked for some electronics and things like that. My family is kind of doing Christmas lists as a way to avoid just, like, filling each other's houses with stuff, good intentions. But I will say, like, people, I think people kind of have me figured out as far as stuff that I will enjoy. They're like, here, this is tiny and cute. That's a good bet. Somebody got me an extraordinarily small little bottle of mayonnaise, which is a weird thing to get someone, but it is very cute.
I mean...
And I did use it.
I did get you tiny Vaseline that one. Well, Joe and I got you tiny Vaseline that one time.
It was appreciated.
Just tiny Vaseline.
Yeah.
It's so tiny.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going discount. You're going.
I'm going to go discount.
Discount.
I like thrifting.
I enjoy thrifting too, but I also enjoy free stuff. These weekends, the previous 2 weekends, this weekend and next weekend, Bloomington every year does a curbside cleanup. It's every 2 years now, but that's we're basically all of the stuff, all of the big bulky items that usually you'd have to pay the city to come haul away for 1 weekend a year. They say, just put all of that shit in the spring on the curbs. We'll send trucks by, pick it all up. And it is the most fun.
Which weekend is that happening? This coming weekend?
This coming weekend is my neighborhood.
Oh, shit.
And it's so much fun to get a fucking pickup or a trailer and just drive around the neighborhood and look at all the stuff people are throwing away. Because there's some good stuff out there.
What we like to call frat shopping.
And, like, 80% of it is shit. It's broken furniture. Sure. It's mattresses. It's things like that you don't want. But there is some absolute gold out there. In our garden shed is a gardening, like, table.
Oh, I know.
That we have and got that free on the side of the road. Various bits of you know, side tables and chairs and stuff like that. The old lazy boy that I had in our old house for years and years and years before the cats finally destroyed it, got that free on the side of the road. That sort of thing. Big plush chairs that you sink into and stuff like that. That sort of thing. And again, in not so much my neighborhood, but the neighborhood just to the west of me, which was last weekend, like,
that's the neighborhood where people buy new furniture every 5 years because it doesn't match their new wallpaper.
Because the ashtrays are full.
Yeah. So, I mean, you get
really,
like, brand new condition stuff.
Nice.
That people just like, oh, this doesn't match my decor anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That stuff I will take any day of the week.
Hmm.
So. Anyway.
Nice.
Question number four. Pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
Waffles.
I'm gluten sensitive and very unhappy about this.
Gluten-free pancakes or gluten-free waffles?
Gluten-free bread-based products is awful. It just is.
Mm-hmm.
Does not work well at all. That said,
it's almost like it's the building block of breads,
right?
I've had a very limited number of extremely good gluten-free mm-hmm. products.
Have you ever had gluten-free pancakes or waffles? Is that a thing that you can get?
You can.
Okay.
Honestly, Bob's Red Mill products are very fantastic overall. But even so, like the corn muffins that I like to make,
mm-hmm.
when I do them with the gluten-free Bob's,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
it's not right. It's a little drier. It's a little sandier. And yeah, like that's just the problem with gluten-free. That said, if I was going to indulge in some gluten and pay the price later, it would probably be pancakes. I feel like pancakes are... I like the fluffiness of pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And waffles squish out the fluffiness. Like, by definition, they are compact.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to do a thing where I would get the Perkins meal that was like the steak and eggs breakfast with a side of pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also get some chocolate chips. And I would put chocolate chips in between the pancakes. And then I would get the berry sauce and pour that all over it. And then it was basically pancake dessert.
Yeah. I'm going to say pancake on this one because even though I'm usually more of a waffle person, I really want to try the pressure cooker pancake thing where you basically make like a gigantic super fluffy cake.
Oh, it's like the Dutch oven pancake
out of a out of a pancake.
Yeah.
From Japan, they was where they started doing this. It's you just put regular pancake batter in there, and then when you when you drop the pressure, you pop it out of there, and it's like fucking 4 inches thick.
It's almost like an inverted angel food cake.
A little bit.
Huh.
But, yeah, that's fucking wild. I would definitely try that. I've heard it's delicious.
We do a thing where you put, like, fruit in the bottom of a Dutch oven, and then you put the pancake stuff on top, and close it up, and it cooks into this big, thick, fluffy blanket of pancake.
Yeah.
And then you dump it out, flip it over, and it's got, like, the fruit juices and everything that soaks up the fruit.
The friend of mine that has designated herself Land Mom for our land parties makes a huge like sheet pancake that is just like festooned with fruit.
Lovely.
Mm. Yeah.
I love me some pancakes. Don't get me wrong.
Uh-huh.
And I know it sounds dumb, but waffles are fun. It's they've got the grid.
I was about to say they kind of appeal to my spreadsheet sensibilities.
Yeah, exactly. And same with my OCD tendencies with my the ADHD. It's just you got to pour the syrup in all of the little perforations and then cut along the perforations and they're just the shape of it is fun.
Now I want to play a waffle breakfast version of Battleship.
All right.
Blueberries?
Yeah.
In the thing. Yes, blueberries and like strawberries. Some strawberry or something like that. Yeah. And a little, that sounds like fun. And it's already like two halves. You could fold up the one half. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm in. I'm fucking in.
Yeah.
Very short game of Battleship. But
you don't want to go too long. You want to eat your goddamn waffle at some point.
Well, there's
only,
like, what, 12 holes per quarter or something?
Maybe.
Like 10 holes per quarter, you know. So
that was my nickname in high school.
Waffles. Waffles are more fun. They look like toys, and all right. Question number five. James might have to help us on this one.
Oh,
The Wild West COW Boys of Moo Mesa.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Or Sunset Riders.
Oh shit.
Right. Yeah, I know nothing about any of this.
Is this a TV show or a band or whatever?
I'm guessing TV.
The Cowboys of Moo Mesa, memory serves, is a cartoon that has anthropomorphic cows as heroes, basically like a cross between like Brave Star and Ninja Turtles.
Do they ride horses?
Weirdly, I don't remember, but I'll bet they do, and that's extremely upsetting in a very weird way. Like watching a centaur ride a horse for some reason would be upsetting.
Or a cow riding a centaur.
Yes. Yeah.
I have concerns with all of this. Yeah. I just want to be clear. I don't like anything that's happening in my brain right now.
Not a fan.
I would like to be let out, please.
But Sunset Riders,
Sunset Riders is a 16-bit, almost like a twin stick shooter. It started as an arcade cabinet and then it was ported to the Super NES and Genesis. I love that game.
Genesis what?
Sega Genesis.
Genesis what?
What?
Nice.
I was going to do it the first time, but James was too quick. And I'm like, when have you ever been
never
too
been
quick,
accused
God
of that.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I was cranky.
So, but it's a fucking great game. I don't know if that was ever a cartoon.
Huh. Based entirely on the names... I gotta go with the Cowboys of Moo Mesa just because, my God, somebody put... somebody clearly threw a random word generator at a thing and then made a show out of it.
Sunset
Riders.
Sunset Riders.
Sunset Riders.
Yeah.
What were they about? What was that?
It was you pick one of three different heroes. You and a friend can pick between three different heroes to go through a side-scrolling shoot 'em up. It's like a bullet-dodging shooter, multi-directional shooter platformer.
A twin stick.
Yeah. Weirdly kind of like a mixture of Galaga and Robotron,
sure,
I guess. Yeah. But the art is fun, the music is great, and for its time, like, I'm sure it's problematic now. I have a cartridge of it. I have not dusted that off.
I'm sold. I'll just switch to Sunset Riders then.
Yeah. But I feel like the Cowboys of Moo Mesa was trying to compete with Ninja Turtles and Biker Mice from Mars and all of the other anthropomorphic fads. But it's designed by committee.
Yeah.
Maybe. The thing is, maybe people have fond fucking memories of it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember like a cow-headed character
it's
with
like
big horns
Ninja
sticking
Turtles
out on the
and
side
battle
of
toads
the...
and cowboys.
Right. Sure. Yep.
I guess Moo Mesa.
Okay. All right.
Sure.
Sure. All right. Going through back again. Question number one: Pantera or Megadeth? I said Megadeth. Mm-hmm. Which band do you think should get a Richard Cheese style lounge cover of their music?
Pantera. Shit. I was
probably
wrong.
Pantera.
Really? I gotta go back to Megadeth.
Megadeth is already kind of. It feels tongue in cheek a little bit. Like it already feels a little over the top. But Pantera's just fucking.
Yeah, but again, going back to what you said before, Symphony of Destruction.
Lounge. Symphony of Destruction.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you've sold me. Okay.
All right, then. Okay. The white dudes have spoken. I don't know what I'm going to
So clearly that was not the right answer.
Oh, yeah.
I just care. I just really like Richard Cheese. Any of it.
Yeah, fair enough.
But now I'm saying Cowboys from Hell. Like, both of them would be good.
Yeah.
Anyway, question number two. Left or right? Mm-hmm. Which hand... do you place your action figures accessories in?
Left. I know that that's not the Kung Fu grip hand, but, like, I'm left-handed. It bothers me when my game character, when it's a first-person shooter and they're carrying the gun in their right hand. That was one of the things that I loved about Counter-Strike was that you could mirror it so that they are... left-handed instead of right-handed. And in fact, a lot of the models started left-handed anyway, because I guess one of the 3D modelers was left-handed, and they were like, hey, these guns are on the wrong side, and he went, for what? Oh, shit. Yeah?
I don't have action figures, but I do have Legos.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I've ever cared. I think I just grab it and put it whatever's hands closest.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling I probably put things in the right hand more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on a subconscious level, but I don't make a conscious choice.
Hmm.
So.
Weirdly, I think some of the little Lego accessories are directionally handed. Like, I think the little, the walkie-talkie radios have a handle on one side and not the other.
Oh, it might be,
and
yeah.
So you're not getting the same surface if you flip it over.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Honestly, don't know.
Yeah.
Left. All right. Question number three, free or discount. Would you rather get a piece of furniture for free from a friend or buy it at a discount from a retail liquidator?
Well,
depends on the furniture.
It depends on the furniture.
Depends on the friend.
Because I do not want either of you to give me your leftover mattress.
Yeah, no. If it's a bed,
nope.
Get a discount. Not free.
If we're talking about a futon, that would be different.
Sure.
By the way, I have a futon to get rid of, so if anybody's looking, let me know.
All right.
I have to replace it with a better futon. Nice. I'm mad that this is my life now.
Obviously, I think that there are exceptions. And those exceptions are if my friend smokes in the house, if my friend is giving him a mattress, if my friend is, there are certain things that would preclude that. But in general, blanket terms, free.
Yeah.
I suppose I did actually get my friend's old mattress when going through a breakup and I had to move into my own space. And that was basically the option I had.
I've done that before.
I'm now overthinking everything about that situation.
I will say that I have to think about it a lot more now that my nesting partner, my spouse is allergic to everything with fur.
Yeah.
You definitely want to get new.
Somebody very kindly offered like a bunch of fancy rugs and I was like, I fucking can't.
Nope.
I get annoyed when I'm doing like the buy nothing groups or Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, anything like that, and they don't state if it's from a pet house or a pet-free house.
Yeah.
There was one thing I got, and there was a cat literally on top of the damn thing when I went to go get it, and I was like, God damn it.
Yeah. And never would cross my mind, because I'm
You don't
wouldn't
have
cross my mind.
Right.
Now that you mention it, oh, that's a good point. I should probably think of that in the future.
Right.
Right.
But it's just never crossed my mind before.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I've received furniture from people who have had pets or who are aware that they come, you know, like the individual pieces may have come from places that pets existed. And I have rented a steam cleaner in order to clean them.
Sure.
But also, like, that it stops being free at a certain point.
Right.
Yeah, no, that is a good point.
It's still very kind, but it stops being free. And then the other thing is, like, yeah, at that point,
but a true friend would understand that.
And they do. They seem to. So. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm glad that I have been able to gift your household things, and then your household has also been able to gift mine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because no pets anywhere around, really.
Yep. All right. Question number four, pancakes or waffles? Which breakfast quick bread goes better with bananas and whipped cream?
Oh, waffles. 1,000%.
I don't like whipped cream on my pancakes or waffles.
I love, like, handmade whipped cream.
It doesn't go with the syrup. I like syrup on my waffles. Otherwise, and I don't want syrup, like, and whipped cream together.
If I get the spray can whipped cream, that goes into my mouth. That doesn't
I won't
just
touch
goes,
the spray can whipped cream.
Goes directly into my mouth. I won't touch it with my mouth.
Like,
it,
I will
it just
get,
sort of hovers.
I will do heavy whipping cream and put that on a pie, but, like, I spray can whipped cream, no, I'm not going to touch that. That's no.
I can't eat any of this.
Oh, yeah, no, this is very much a fuck you, Jenna, question.
I'm like, I can't have the pancakes, the waffles, the bananas, or the whipped cream.
I mean, the next one's going to say which is better, red or green. So, I mean, like, we know where this is going.
But I will say, I think if it's going to be whipped cream, it has to go on a waffle. Mm. It's fine on a pancake, but, like, Belgian style waffles just covered in fruit and whipped cream is kind of a thing.
Yeah.
It's its own
it's
style.
It's got traction.
So.
I don't like things on my pancakes or waffles. I just want to pour syrup on it and eat it. When things get on top of it, it just gets in the way.
You know what? I'm not going to give you a hard time about that at all, because I get weird looks from people ordering chicken nuggets and no sauce.
I like chicken nuggets.
Half the time, they don't give us sauce when we do order it.
But just, like, for me, the joy is in the meat. I don't need...
Mm-hmm.
I don't need anything. Like, it's kind of a...
The joy is in the meat.
A Ron Swanson maxim there.
But,
I mean, I get it. I get mayonnaise instead of ketchup for my fries.
Sure.
So
tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
No, it's amazing. It's fantastic.
I will often buy a hot dog and put nothing on it. It's just the bun
so
and the hot dog.
You can be one with everything.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I am one with the force, and the force is in me. Question number five. The Wild West COW Boys of Moo Mesa or Sunset Riders? Which Wild West styled property had the better arcade game?
Oh, I had no idea that there was a Moo Mesa arcade game.
Oh, shit.
So I guess it has
apparently
to be Sunset Riders.
Sunset Riders. All right.
Jesus All right. Christ, it's good. Yeah.
All right. Closing thoughts. Disney's movie Wish from last November sucks.
Yeah. Kind of. It's just underwhelming.
Yeah, the trailer I watched, I'm like, well, that might be cute, but I feel like that's geared for 5-year-olds, age range, 9-year-olds. So
I feel like it's just very straightforward with a lot of nods to previous Disney films.
I mean, not everything is going to be gold.
No.
There's some that are good and some that are bad, and that's okay.
She's buying
that's allowed. That you're allowed to have some fantastic and some not so good ones. That's allowed. There are so many people that are like, this is terrible, and everything that Disney does now is the worst. It's like, no, they
for
had
every
one.
Cars, there's a Cars 2.
They had one. One that sucked.
The Netflix Avatar The Last Airbender, so many people are like, oh my god, this is so awful. And the truth is, like, objectively, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not amazing. Yeah. It's not world changing. It's not bad. It's got good production. There are some flaws, and there are some actually very solid points to it.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world. It can just be kind of there.
It can be fine.
And casually enjoyable.
Looking at some of the new Star Wars properties.
Yeah.
Coming, like the new TV shows, where they're just like, well, everything Star Wars is terrible now. All of the movies that went before are now ruined because I didn't like this one trailer for this thing that I haven't even seen yet.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, what? Who hurt you?
There are people talking about how the next Netflix Avatar thing is going to be awful. Because there's no way they can do Toph justice, so it's automatically bad. And I'm like, bitch.
Yeah.
You know nothing about what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You can't just declare things like that.
And if it's not perfect, oh fucking well. Not every movie needs to win an Oscar.
That's sometimes very true.
In fact, only one gets to do that a year.
But to hear some people talking, if it doesn't win an Oscar, it's piece garbage. Of shit.
Yeah. If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
Yeah, it's the same with sports but that teams.
Part's true.
Like I'm so, sports fans just fucking trip me out because they're just like, well, this team didn't win the championship this year, so they're the worst team ever. And it's like there are fucking 30 teams.
Yeah.
In the league, even if they had it on rotation that every team got to win it, it would still be 30 years before your team won again.
Right.
Like, you can't be the champion every year. That doesn't mean your team is fucking awful. It just means that there happens to be a couple other teams that did slightly better this year.
Yeah.
Chill the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, except for the Vikings. They've never taken a Super Bowl.
Well, that's because the Vikings actually do so.
That's because Minnesotans never take the last of anything. So,
wow. All right.
Yeah, well, that was a solid joke right there, actually. But anyway, so that's that's it from Stefan? Let us know, Stefan, if it's really you.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that one is Stefan because we need that.
The last question.
Unless
none of them have been Stefan.
The entire time.
You know? No, I have seen them in the same room.
Stefan and the emails?
Well, Stefan and Gray.
Stefan and Gray.
Is my assumption. Yeah.
Who said anything about Gray?
Well, Gray usually does.
God damn it, Mav.
Also Mav.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe this is a really, really long con by someone else.
You know,
if you would like to send in a Fast Five, hopefully as yourself, but I mean at this point, it's all fucking who cares.
Whatever.
We're not validating that shit.
I've stopped caring.
We're not asking you to include your social security number or anything like that. Yet. Although if you want to put that in there, I won't turn you down.
Free furniture from a friend.
Oh, God.
It wasn't free to them, but it was free to us.
Oh, my God.
Go to AONpodcast.com. Click on Submit a Fast Five. There is no field for your social security number. You do not have to put that in there.
In fact, please don't. I don't want the liability of you having put your social security number in our form.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
That's no. No don't. No, just don't.
Just
no. Don't do that.
We don't need the security checks.
Oh, my God.
And then click submit. Does anybody have a shout-out for this week?
I want to give a shout-out to my landlord. Because the boiler's been bitchy. And, I figured out how to do the reset stuff on it. It just takes a while because it's radiant heat. So, it might take the entire day for it to reset.
Yeah.
He walked me through it when he was on vacation. And he's offered to come over and do it when I've been mind if I reset it again? And he's like, I can do that. And I was like, or I can. I'm right here. It's 20 feet away. I just want your permission before touching your stuff.
Yeah.
Really.
Just in case there's a terrible accident, I want you to know.
Right. But, yeah, he's willing to come by. He's always on top of stuff. Hmm. I'm very lucky to have him as a landlord. Shout out to my landlord for being a good fucking landlord.
Cool.
I'm going to say shout out to Superior Shores for being a solid, wonderful resort. And also shout out to Erica and Nathan of the Duluth Trading Company, Duluth. Because they're fucking awesome employees. They made that shopping trip wonderful.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. I'm going to give my shout out to the Guthrie Theater. That place is so fucking good. Like, seriously, the Guthrie is top notch. That is a theater that is right up there with some of the top theaters in the country. It is one of the top theaters in the country. It's real good. They put on some good stuff. Does anybody have anything to plug?
Nope.
I do.
Okay.
The last Sunday of the month, Vilification Tennis goes to church. It's gonna be fucking wild. Yep.
Think to myself, God, I wish I was still in Vil. But, like, that's not a show I personally want to watch. It's a show I want to do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
Damn it. Jenna would be the one believer in the group.
We did a religion-based one, like, ages ago, and it was, I was picked on appropriately for my Christianity, but whatever.
Yeah. But again, you got to have somebody who can punch back.
Yeah.
Coming up in just a little over 2 weeks, May 4th and 5th, my festival season begins. Casimir the Hungry will be appearing at the Renaissance Festival of Nebraska in Omaha, Nebraska. I'll be there.
Not the Nebraska Renaissance Festival. Do not get them confused.
Do not go to that one. That is a legitimately different one. And they're like 30 miles apart. It's not confusing at all. And then I have a couple weeks before the next one, mid-May, Janesville Renaissance Festival. More
mid-May defense.
Yeah, more on that later. But yep, starting to come up. So, any final thoughts?
Bye-bye, love you, bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you so much to, allegedly, Stefan Senpai for sending in that Fast Five. Yeah, everything just going to be a question mark to Senpai. for sending in that Fast Five. Thank you to myself and James on behalf of myself and James and Jenna, and I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
You finish.
On behalf of myself and James and Salsa, eat the fucking cake. Take it away, Salsa.
Cha. Cha, 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 cha. Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.